A giant spending bill now before Congress includes one small provision that would change gun regulations across the country. If the measure passes, it would make it harder for the government to hang on to the results of the background checks that it performs on gun buyers. If you try to buy a handgun right now, employees of the National Instant Crime Background Check System have to make sure that you don't have a criminal record, among other things. That check is kept for 90 days, but the new provision would require the government to destroy the records within 24 hours. We're going to hear two perspectives on this change, and we will start with Larry Pratt, who is the executive director of the Gun Owners of America. Mr. Pratt, why would the government want to reduce the length of time that these records are kept?
The government has this notion that registration of firearms owners somehow will contribute to solving crime. Registering the good guys isn't the way you solve crimes. And that's really what we're talking about, is how long are we going to register those who have bought a firearm through a store in the United States?
Is there an instance in which the government has abused that information, has used it against someone in an improper way?
Oh, there have been many, many, many times when people have been unable to get improper information out of their records. And that is clearly an abuse of those individuals' right to keep and bear arms. And keep in mind, all the while, this system is doing nothing to keep guns out of the bad guy's hands. Stopping somebody from getting a gun at a store does not mean that they don't get a gun. There's no gun stores in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, in places where people are free to carry concealed firearms, such as in Virginia, we have an exceedingly lower murder rate than they do in Washington, D.C.
Well, as a resident of Washington, I would just mention that it's a very short drive to those legal gun stores in Virginia from Washington, D.C.
Oh, well, of course it is. But the fact of the matter is, we don't have the problem in Virginia where Gun Owners of America is located, but we do have the problem in Washington, D.C. where the ban is.
Conversely, gun control advocates, and we're going to hear from one in a moment, would suggest that you're certainly not going to help reduce crime by eliminating federal records any more quickly than you already do. What's the point from an anti-crime perspective of making it just 24 hours?
Law enforcement should not be diverted into this kind of expensive record keeping, which doesn't have any impact on keeping guns out of bad guys' hands.
Mr. Pratt, if Congress approves this big spending bill, which includes this gun provision among many, many, many other provisions, would you hope that this is a first step toward eliminating background checks altogether?
That would certainly be what we would continue to advocate at Gun Owners of America. This should be done away with. Police should be freed up to spend money in things that work.
Larry Pratt is the executive director of the Gun Owners of America. Mr. Pratt, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Next, we've called Matt Nosenchuk. He is the litigation director for the Violence Policy Center, which is a group that is in favor of gun control. Mr. Nosenchuk, what's wrong with reducing the period from 90 days down to 24 hours? What's wrong with it?
What it does is it completely eliminates the ability of the FBI to monitor the system for fraud and abuse. Individuals could use fake identifications, but if you destroy all the information about approved gun purchases, immediately you deprive law enforcement of the ability to go back and find those people who had slipped through the cracks. And in fact, there was a General Accounting Office report that came out in July 2002 that concluded that there were over, 400 guns that were sold to people who turned out to be prohibited and were retrieved that would not have been retrieved had the records been destroyed immediately.
You would argue that the extra 90 days has actually prevented some crimes?
It certainly has enabled law enforcement to retrieve guns from those individuals who are prohibited. It also, it could assist law enforcement if they were investigating somebody who they suspected of terrorism and that person was prohibited because, say, they were an illegal alien. Law enforcement officials could determine whether that person who is, on a terrorist watch list had bought a gun and been approved, which is information that you would think that the Ashcroft Justice Department, during its efforts to combat terrorism, would want.
Let's say that this proposal actually becomes law and the federal government is required to destroy these records within 24 hours. In your view, Matt Nosenchuk, is that just an administrative change or is the entire background check system in danger?
There would be hundreds of firearms that wouldn't be retrieved. There would certainly be people using fake IDs or people, potential terrorists who would slip through the cracks. It's inevitable because if you destroy the records, you lose the ability to identify those individuals who had obtained guns and who shouldn't have.
Matt Nosenchuk is the litigation director for the Violence Policy Center. Mr. Nosenchuk, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Steve.